And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Starting our garage sale with Moby Dick, Dick. Speaking of Moby Dick, do a little reading. We've already gone to a garage sale, and I've gotten a book. I quote, "All the changes you're going through, and will go through, are quite normal. They're nothing to be ashamed of, and certainly nothing to be afraid of. Remember that. Remember, too, that you're not the only one who's ever gone through this difficult time. It happened to your parents. It happened to your heroes. Most movie stars have had pimples. The best football player in the world probably worried when he was a boy because he didn't have much hair on his chest. And some of the most beautiful women were very homely as little girls. Despite all that, they came through pretty well. So will you." Well, the dark irony of that is kind of horrifying. We're full of sound effects today. And, boy, oh boy, we went to a great garage sale with a lonely old guy who was selling everything cheap if he wasn't just giving it away.
Basically.
That's where I got the book I just read from. What's happening to me?
What's happening to me?
A Guide to Puberty from the authors of Where Did I Come From? Spoiler, vagina.
Come from.
This, I saw this book and I automatically flashed back. Oh my God, we're driving. It's Saturday, we're driving by a protest and we're on, wow, two blocks here in the suburbs of. Honk, honk. Somebody's got like a shofar. Oh yeah, somebody would have a shofar around here.
Anyway,
this is the book that my parents threw at me during puberty, so they didn't really have to have too awkward of a talk. Threw this book at me and my sister and were like, "Hey, if you have any questions, you know, you can, you can ask us."
Well, you know what? Back in the day, it was normalized to be okay.
I'd already gotten movies on this at school, like, the year before. So I was just like, "Hey, thanks, Mom and Dad."
Yeah, I didn't get anything like that. My mother would sing me the song Puppy Love.
I got a rock.
My father told me to put a piece of gum on it.
Your dad just said, "Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the things between your knees."
That was my mother.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, I told Horny right before I picked him up, I said there's going to be a lot of construction and a lot of demonstration today.
And so far, no construction, but we just drove through the suburb I live in, and as someone who's lived in Rochester and attended my fair share of protests, that was amazing, what was just happening.
There had to be at least 5,000 people out there.
Like, people were just flooding out from all directions and spreading down for blocks. So that's quite unusual. But no construction yet. Now we're on 590.
There's construction everywhere. I mean, getting off your exit was filled with construction.
But anyway, he gave me for free this poster that I showed you of, like, a grandmother.
Oh, he gave it to you for free?
He gave it to me for free. Grandmother and her granddaughter eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's this really nice line drawing.
Is that the one I took a picture of?
Yes.
You'll be seeing that this week.
Yep. And I'll take a picture of it when I get home too. And it's signed by the artist.
Yes.
But it's a weird, they're like eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and the grandmother's sort of winking at the daughter, like, while they're saying their prayer of, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of implies that it's kind of sketchy to be eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and praying or something.
So you're saying it
isn't? Well, it's sketchy for your arteries, for sure.
And the fact that it looks like a plantation owner, I don't know.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, I'm going to have to... But it's a neat painting. And then she has another painting of that she did of her granddaughter that's got that kind of Victorian look where her forehead's really long, but it's like line draw. It's really nice.
Yeah, and I also
sold
got
that
a
to
picture.
Me for $2.
Before you even get it, I took a picture of that that wood carving of Jesus as well.
Which is now my wood carving of Jesus. I was like, how much? And I'm like thinking he's going to say $5. He's like, how about $2? And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
And
it's
what's
very crude.
Yes. And what's only important to me, but he had a whole bunch of, like, Rochester Red Wings memorabilia. And what was cool about it is not so much the age, because I've had them all in the past and I've sold them. But he had the entire, like, the inaugural season of what was then Frontier Field. So we had, like, three of those with all the paperwork inside the programs. Plus, he had that inaugural, like, newspaper to go along with it.
Uh-huh.
And plus, I got those two chalkware banks.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, like, 6 books and those two chalkware banks for $1.
And then I found a couple chalkware banks of, like...
Yeah, I saw
little,
those.
Little
I should have grabbed those. I saw those, and I was like,
The one you have that has the... I think it was Fawcett. It was made by Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably pretty good. That people
the football
love that
one,
stuff.
The football one's worth money.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth money. And it's got the plug on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And, those are, like, the... sad dogs with a tear out of their eye,
yeah.
Style, that 50s, early 60s.
Those are definitely boomer memorabilia.
Yes.
Boomer!
The boomers get the nostalgias on them.
Can I buy a candy bar so I could use your crapper?
Oh. What else did I get there?
I heard that on television this morning when I was eating breakfast.
I got a couple other little, like, carving of a flamingo and a moose that are, like, half completed.
Moose, not squirrel.
And they're all flat pieces of wood, so they're, like, you know, inset carving. 9-3, 194 Colonial.
That's where we're heading.
And,
you hear that?
Yeah, I spent a total of $5 at that garage sale.
Yeah, you filled the trunk, basically. It's like, Jesus, man. Jesus the wood carving.
I actually did get Jesus. And it's all, like, all the carved stuff is all perfect for my basement decor.
Yes, it is.
So, everything I got, like...
You make it sound fancy, decor.
Well, Trudy and I have picked up she picked up a painting that looks like it was made... It looks like it was... I can't remember the name of the process, but it's a fabric dyeing process. But it looks like do you ever see the Star Wars Holiday Special where Boba Fett's riding the big dinosaur creature?
Yeah.
It looks like two of those creatures from above, and they look beautiful on our wall. Okay, we're at a garage sale. It's not looking too exciting, but looks like we might have a dog to meet anyway.
All sales as is.
Oh, okay.
Terms of the sale. They've got outlines here. All sales final. That means no buyer's remorse as she munches away.
Okay. Oh, it goes back into the backyard.
Yeah, it's
too.
Not
okay.
Just going to be a table.
Well, you never know, especially after last week. All right.
A little pissy.
All right, girl. We just went to another garage sale with two old ladies who might have been younger than us, but they said they were older than us. And there was like red flags at the front because they had rules. All sales, fine, blah, 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 Venmo, blah, blah, blah. Reasonable offers will be considered. And we're like, oh, okay. But it turned out to be another, like, everything reasonably priced for the most part. I got this portfolio of art prints of trains that was the prize at like a boys club raffle or something.
And boys still, club.
It still had the little card inside of it saying that. And that was why I bought it. She's like, yeah, had this pink slip. And I'm like, oh yeah, it still has it. I'm on it.
What was it again?
It was like a portfolio of...
No,
of,
what was the pink slip?
It was basically saying this is,
authentic
first prize in a raffle. No, it was a prize in a raffle somewhere where whoever got it. And I got two older hardcovers. One Robin Hood. It's Robin Hood and His Merry Men Adventures. I'm going to say from the 30s or the 20s. Judging by the look of it, I'm looking for the info on here, but it may not be in this.
It's so old, it doesn't even have a date.
No, they always had dates. They just sometimes they stick them at the end. But no, it's just. But it's got a kid playing football on the front of it. Hearst and Company Publishers, but this. Just from this, from his garb, it could be like the 1910s to the early 30s.
Yeah, it looks like the early 30s.
And the other one is, well, actually, I'll look in this one. They're probably from the same time period. And I got one called Average Boy's Vacation. Sounds really exciting, but I got it 1876, this one. Oh. For the Average Boy's Adventure. It does look a little older than that one, though. But that's interesting. They're in...
And they had a bunch of records. I ended up getting 5 records. I can't remember them all. But the Cyndi Lauper, She's So Unusual.
ZZ Top.
Yeah, the Live ZZ Top album. What else was there?
Two Elton Johns.
And... yeah, I forget. You were so much talking about the books. They had the Led Zeppelin 4, but they wanted $10 for it.
Yeah, and the Muppet Movie
album, which they wanted $10 for. And then I got that folk art book, which is pretty nice. The official folk art book.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was only $1. So, not too bad. $11.
Yeah.
And I can't take it back because there's... As is,
no returns. But everything is in good shape there. It was,
yeah.
And
she had like a estate sale stamp with her.
I think.
See that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like a little like UPC scan.
Oh jeez. Okay, well, I also got a lawn sprinkler, but it looks like a 50s model, sort of space age design. And I want to hook it up because I can tell it makes a good clackety-clack, fun, satisfying noise. But you know who's a collector of lawn sprinklers? Our retired rival, Dick Storms.
Oh, of course he is.
So he might be able to identify it. But I think it's like 50s era.
Jeez. Can I get a break?
Can a garage door get a break here? Jesus. Wow, look at this. What time is it? 9:50. There's just...
streams of cars everywhere.
It's like a football game just...
I know, I told you. There's going to be a lot of obstacles today. Wouldn't be surprised if...
if we got T-boned?
Or something.
Well, hopefully we'll be recording... Ooh, we haven't had a pullover on Garage Sale Gloat ever. That would be awesome. Are you recording me? Yes, officer. Yes, officer, I am. But only audio recording.
What are you eating? Chocolate?
Where'd you get it?
Buggy dropped it.
See, I love that Butthole Surfer song that had that, because when I was a little kid, my friend David Redfield always used to do that. But he used to stretch it out to annoy his mommy, be like, "What you doing? Chewing chocolate. Where'd you get it? Doggy dropped it."
You know, back in the day, they had those marathon bars.
Yep.
Remember those?
Yep.
And you could do it because it was really chocolatey with all that caramel.
Yeah.
Or was it caramel? I can't remember.
It could be either of them.
And anyways, yeah, you could actually do that. I remember eating those and just like my whole mouth.
Now, they were the ones that were like braided, right?
Yeah, and they were like a foot long, too.
Yeah.
In Canada, they had something like that, too. It was called the Mr. Big Bar. I loved it because the little slogan underneath this is, "When you're this big, they call you Mr."
So chew on that, chocolate fans.
Yeah.
All right, I just made probably... I probably made a good buy, even like if I was going to sell it. Because
the biggest impulse buy of the season.
Yes, I got a plus size mannequin.
Plus.
Torso.
Junk in the trunk.
I wouldn't say it's extra plus. It's just a single plus. White mannequin, like white plastic mannequin torso. We just pulled up and we were like, wow, these are some sexy booty mannequins. They all had, frankly, nice booties on the mannequins. You know,
shelves.
Yeah, and they were all $20-$25, and I'm like, saw the plus size one. I'm like, I never see plus size mannequins like this. It belongs in my house, but I bet you I could get like $50-$60 for it. But to ship that around would be ridiculous. So it's decor. I really shouldn't have spent $20 on it, but I did. It's done.
You're living with a person that designs clothes.
Yeah.
So that's what they need. That's part of your feng shui.
It is. And as I was saying before, we got a couple paintings at an estate sale. No, one was at a garage sale, one was at an estate sale. One was a boutique. It looked like the monsters Boba Fett rode in the Star Wars Holiday Special from above.
Uh-huh.
And we had this really... It wasn't a bad painting, but it was left over from the people who lived at the house before us in our dining room. And we've been wanting to get something to replace it, and we found that boutique thing. And we both were like, this looks really neat. We took it down, put it up, and realized that the light part of the batik is the exact same color as our wall.
Wow.
And so it was perfectly set for that. Then Trudy got a hand-stitched tennis racket cover that says Dolores on it, but it's mounted in a frame. And that, the background on that is also the exact background of our wall. So we're getting the place snazzed up from a very good visual way.
Nice.
And plus size. Maybe we'll come up with a name by the end of today. Oh, Porch 2. These guys are not messing around. Is that... I'm surprised none of their neighbors humped on to their garage sale. It would have been...
Yeah.
Would have been nice for us.
You notice that all the protesters that there are very, very little competition right now. We're like the only people hitting these garage sales.
I think our worst competition aren't the kind of people that would be at a protest. They're kind of the guys that would be at a comic show.
Or at a church rummage sale.
Yeah, they would probably be wanting to run down the protesters. All right. But that's what you can do in Florida. I don't think you can do it as easily here in New York State. Well, you can run people down as easily as you want anywhere you want. But I don't think you'd get away with it as well here as you would in Florida. Texas or Florida.
Yeah.
Well, we just sort of hit an area with a whole bunch of neighborhood garage sales. And we've gone to about three of the garage sales, and they're super boring. But we're in a super boring neighborhood that's like new housing, you know, new, just, Just, you know, tract houses.
The best thing I bought was some printing paper for...
Yeah, the longest anybody's lived here is maybe like 10 or 15 years, maybe. So there's just like, it's just like, you're just going to get bad plastic kids' toys up because that's where everybody's at
here. 90s country records and
yeah, it's
Christmas decor.
Yeah, you might be able to pick up like a piece of lawn, you know, a lawn tool or something here, but... Not cool stuff. I did get a little plaster Mayan calendar to hang. And, because we like Mayan calendars at the house. But, yeah, it's, high number of garage sales, but most likely a low quality. So we're gonna
pan for places that has a higher yield for gold.
Yeah, for...
Gold!
So somewhere where
there's
an attic full of 60, you know, stuff that's been up there for 30 to 60 years.
Yeah, like a bunch of Muscle Men magazines from the 60s.
I'm sure that's what you're after. Those Muscle Men magazines.
Yeah, you got that right. You're the one with the plus size model in the back seat.
That's right, baby. Right?
Who knows, maybe,
an underground guy who has a lot of art crumbs, you should understand.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if we're going to find a Plumpers magazine somewhere in that
basement. Ooh. Someday I'll tell the story of when we came home and found our roommate had left some Plumper porn in our VCR. And everybody in the house was like, oh, what's this movie in here? And then we started playing it. And we were watching it and kind of laughing at it because it was a terrible movie. And
says the film student.
Oh, it was.
This movie is garbage.
It was plotless, and the acting was terrible.
Really.
So we were all watching it, and the other roommate came home and was like, "What are you watching?"
Hey, what's that?
Oh, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I had a little lunch break at home," and we're like, "Yeah, no shit, man."
It's like, how'd you eat over that? That's a better question.
You think he was eating over that? Okay. For your peace of mind, maybe you should keep thinking that.
Shoveling, maybe. And then maybe a little and then some hunching.
He was doing something that ended in ING. That's all I'm going to say.
Plating?
He might have been noodling. There's a lot of things he might have been doing. All right. Anyway, just a long way to say, I mean, what have you gotten since last time? All you got is a couple notebooks, right? Like
some paper. Some copy paper. What else? I got that 25-cent Shrek cards for my daughter.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Nothing. No good red meat for the listeners, though. But hopefully...
I'm not going to bother with that one.
1631
Schrodinger. We're not going into Webster. No Webby.
Oh, no. It's funny. We were driving through Webster coming back from visiting Trudy's parents. And she was like, well, if you're ever garage sailing in Webster. And I'm like, oh, no. I mean,
there's a ton of them today.
But, yeah, Webster is just traditionally like what we just saw there.
It's fool's gold.
Yeah, it's either overpriced. It's all just stuff that I don't like. There's stuff, but it's all stuff that's not my style and not collectible. And if it is collectible, they've got it eBay, you know, they've got it priced for mint condition on eBay.
Well, like this guy had like, that one guy had the one sale, and he had like a sweatshirt. It looked like a cool design sweatshirt, and it was like bright orange and had like a cool print on it. Well, I go to look at it, and it's like all pilly. Like, he's done using it, and now he's trying to sell it. It's like, just donate it. you know, I was like, I'm not going to buy your pilly, multiple worn shit for three, pay money for it too.
Yeah, 50 cents.
No, $3.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's $3 something that should be 50 cents.
If even, not even, I wouldn't even bother. I'd just get rid of it, you know, just.
Farmbrook.
That's the one we went to on the way
out.
Yeah,
right.
We had all these. We're getting out of Dodge and getting out of Penfield. And we're going into, we're going north. The North Country.
Excellent. Back near the lake. I was near the lake yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Bye-bye. If you ever wondered what Jeff Lynne's first band sounded like, that was what it sounded like. That's the Idle Race. Anyway, we just hit a garage sale. What did you get there, Jackie? I didn't just ask you.
I got a leather vest. They had a lot of Harley Davidson stuff there. Books, magnets.
Yeah.
including a bunch of leather jackets. And I got a small or medium leather vest with a cloth back for like $5. She didn't have a price on it. It's like, you know, that's something my kid could probably wear when she's on the road and doing sound for people. It's got pockets on it.
I couldn't resist.
We're on Dick Street.
I bought some vintage Tupperware.
See that? Dick Street.
Oh, nice. Oh, there's Willow Avenue. Willow and Dix. On the corner of Willow and Dix.
As opposed to...
Vinyl and Dix.
Vinyl.
Vinyl Dix. Anyway.
476 Sanborn.
I got some Tupperware. I know I can sell that Tupperware. It's classic 70s Tupperware. And it's got the lids, which is good.
Nice.
But I got an old, I would say 70s combo radio TV.
With
a little tiny, maybe like inch and a half
screen
on it. And of course, you can't tune in. Whoopee! I like with the stone they put down, the nice little Dukes of Hazzard skid we did to get over here. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's a very large pink unicorn.
Pink thing, yeah.
Pink unicorn.
There's a picture for you, Johnny. Anyway, I got both of those for $10, and I figure the vintage TV I might be able to sell. I wish you could hook like up a... I'd have to figure out a special kind of adapter to hook up like a VCR to it, but that would be fun. Alright, we got a garage sale to go to with a big pink unicorn. Pink unicorn says rare things, right? It's going to be full of rare stuff.
Whatever your dreams desire.
Oh, good. That sounds good. Alright, let's see. That's right, it's the long and winding garage sale road. Shitty road work road.
It's going to be getting longer, too. We're about ready to embark on a 35 family sale.
Jesus Christ, that's too many families.
Yeah.
So we
going to be able to make it Sporto?
The last one we went to was not terrible.
You going to be able to go...
I got
some
nice DVDs. I got Dogtown and Z Boys.
Suck It Up, Buttercup.
Skateboard movie.
Mad Max!
Beyond Thunderdome.
Did you ever see Mad Max?
A couple times, maybe. A couple thousand times. Clerks 2. And Apocalypse Now, the complete dossier. Which I think it has the other. He did like a re-version of it where he added some.
I thought
of
it was Dossier.
Dossier. And I got the Encyclopedia of Pop Rock. I would say from 1972. So this is
paperback. Pop Rocks, they were invented. Then someone got the bright idea of, like, chugging some Coke with it, and then they got banned.
Well, that was Mikey from Life Cereal.
Right. Mikey! He liked it! And then he died.
And I got a book, David Lynch, The Man from Another Place, by Dennis Lim. I think it's by Dennis Lim. I can't tell. Yeah, it's by Dennis Lim.
It's definitely Dennis Lim.
And it's a book about David Lynch, so that should be
I'll go out on a limb.
Interesting.
Say that it's Dennis.
David Lynch could have printed a book with somebody. He does it all.
Ghostwriter?
I don't know if he'd do I don't think David Lynch would do a ghostwriter unless it was something really planned out.
Being facetious.
Yeah. He would use a ghostwriter if it was an actual ghost.
Right.
Ooh, there's somebody with their sprinkler going.
It's because they're right across the street from Titus Mower.
I'm holding out that my sprinkler I got is a rare 50s space age sprinkler and goes for $1,000. That's my dream right now. Because I'm mostly buying stuff for old good old me.
Knowing your luck, it's probably just radioactive metal.
Yeah, exactly. If you have one of these, get it out of your house.
Yeah, I was freaking gonna kill us all sitting in my car next to that fat ass mannequin of yours.
God damn it, I've been keeping it in my bed right next to my crotch for the last 6 months.
Oh, that's your cell phone, sorry.
Oh, and I'll never have babies.
What is that?
Where? Oh, you mean walking down the street? Yeah, well. Alright.
Winona Boulevard, here we come! Woo!
Right down the street from the great, great House of Guitars.
Plus, you can say Aesthetica Park Zoo.
No.
Because it actually is.
Well, it's both, but I just like saying the great, great House of Guitars.
Did you ever go back and watch all their old TV commercials?
Oh, yeah.
They are so funny.
Nobody was on drugs in those days.
That lady, she looked like she was really enjoying that cigarette. She had her eyes closed. She looked like if she just woke up. Just sitting on the front porch. Nobody around.
Sucking it down in one drag.
In her sweats. Hair up in a bun. Happy Saturday.
Oh, look at that. Julian Lennon is the Joker in Jack's Rock and Roll Cards.
I figured he'd be the Queen of Hearts.
No, he's just the Three of Hearts.
Boy George.
Poor Supertramp.
Oh, you did get that. I'm glad you got that.
I had to get this. I used to have this as a kid.
Of course
and it's
you did.
Worth it just for this stupid-ass cover. It's called Games You Can't Lose.
Oh, you got the National Lampoon, too. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it's a true fact, so it probably doesn't have any good comics in it, but it may have Fuck It, that used to be on Monroe Avenue, the Fuck It restaurant.
Oh.
Phuket. So, yeah, I got National Lampoon's True Facts, which I used to have, and Games You Can't Lose, which I used to have when I was a kid. But I did not have it as an adult, and now I do. And it's nice. It's got that sort of greeting card, underground artist art to it. What did you just get? A bag full of...
playing
cards?
Bubblegum cards.
Oh, okay.
And he had some New Kids on the Block cards in there, and I pulled them out. Now I replaced them with a big stack of Superman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cards.
Ah, excellent.
As well as I got a big stack of Tron cards.
Oh, nice.
So
I used to have a set of those.
Yeah. Take a look at the books.
Ooh, paperback books. Yeah, always. All right, we'll be back. All right, well, we're pulling out of one neighborhood. I don't know. That looks like a kid's party going on in there. Tino's world.
You fucking cockroach.
Tino! Hey, you're in fucking Tino's world now. Don't fuck around. Not a lot of stuff. I got a couple cool old photographs of kitty cats that are all faded and yellowed that are going to look great in my basement.
See, this is an annual thing, and those things get fished out every year.
Yeah. Although I did get one of my favorite toys as a child, the jumping jack.
Yeah.
Hear that?
Yeah, it's going to cause an accident. Oh, my God, look out!
What a hit. What a... One of these little jumping jack things, it's a little suction cup face on a base. You put it down, and after a couple seconds, it does the old pop-a-room, flies in the air. When I was a little when I was a little kid, those and the spiders that had the little squeegee and the hose on them that jumped, I could. That was my whole day's activity if I had.
I like those sticky things with like the hand on them.
Yep.
Get those things and throw it out. What were those called?
There's an estate sale down there.
Yeah. A wall crawler or something.
Yeah,
sort.
Wacky wall crawlers. Yep.
Yeah.
And you had to get them slightly damp after a while. You had to sort of wash them off and get them damp.
Because you'd put them in your pocket, they'd pick up the lid.
Wacky wall walkers. And I got for free a whole stack of like
20 or so.
Yeah. Of short stories called One Story. And the top one's issue 161. It looks like they're all in order. And I don't know, they're modern. They're like, One Story is a non-profit made possible corporations, including Amazon. So, I'm not sure what these are, but they could be interesting. And they were free. And I could just toss them in the garbage or put... I'll put them in one of those little free libraries if I don't want them.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're heading towards an estate sale. I don't know if that's where we're going, but that's what a sign said.
No, we're heading for a pit stop is where we're heading.
No, we're going on a pee break. That a lovely song? That was a lovely song. And if I forgot to put it in, then you know that I slacked off during the editing of this episode.
After you bought all those freaking notebooks last week, I want to see the notebooks. I want to see at least 3 pages of copious notes, no double spacing.
I never take notes on this. This is the one that I don't have to take notes on.
You just wing it.
Yep.
Just like that 4x4 just pulled out in front of us and then put his directional on.
He doesn't give a shit.
No.
It's a good day to die, apparently, for a
while.
Yeah. There was like the lady, we were driving down the street. There's tons of traffic today. All the traffic is shunted other places for various reasons. And there's just people driving. and there's parked cars on either side of the street because of the garage sales. This lady's pushing her stroller down the street.
With two kids.
With a perfectly good sidewalk 10 feet away from her, empty, and she's just like...
Sneering.
Yeah, yeah.
Sneering.
Maybe she's just hoping she's going to come home childless today. But all you guys with children, you can identify with that, right? I know my parents could. All right.
That's why they're giving you books to teach you about sex.
Yeah, I'm surprised they wanted me to reproduce. That wasn't even telling me how to reproduce. I was just explaining the hairs on my pubes.
When you were a pubo?
I was a pubo.
And your voice was like this?
Hey! I never talked like Mickey Mouse. Not without trying to talk like Mickey Mouse. The only time I really talked like Mickey Mouse is when I was making fun of Rush to my friends who were mad that I wasn't a Rush fan, that I didn't like Rush.
Living in the limelight.
Fly by night away from here.
Thank you.
Fucking hate Rush. Boo Rush.
Just a couple of likable Canadian
Down with
jacks.
Rush. Down with Rush. I would actually be okay if Geddy Lee wasn't the singer and their late drummer wasn't the lyricist. Then I could have maybe stood Rush if they were a nice instrumental art rock band. All right, fuck Rush. We'll be back. You're making a pit stop. Hey! Oh my! And all right, we're cashing out. Just like last week, it just sort of petered out at the end.
Yeah, like 1 o'clock is like the new witching hour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that one garage sale, like Thursday and Friday, they went till 4, and then Saturday they went till 1.
Yeah, and that was like...
counterintuitive right there.
There was like 8 of them, and they all were closed at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we went out to a barn sale where Uncle Fatso there decided to like park his car at the end of the driveway, so we had to freaking try and park on the side of the road.
I'm sure they don't want people parking there.
That barn sale sucked.
Yeah, it did suck.
It sucked like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, the barn was neat to peek into, like peeking around all the edges of the barn where the guy was definitely working on motorcycles. But it had beautiful old woodwork in it and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
utter shit to buy there.
We really didn't get much after the first hour or two.
No.
You know, it was kind of...
No, Greece is not up to snuff this year.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Sit behind somebody who doesn't know how to drive?
Yeah, we just did that all day.
Pretty much.
Lot of just fucking post-mortem mummies driving around.
Or just call them fuckheads.
Well, I don't want to be cruel to old people. Just a lot of old people. You know how old people do that drive of death where you pass them and then they look like they're fucking about to shit their pants in fear?
Like
maybe they're just about to shit their pants, but...
Well, it's that death grip that they have on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like they're hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
It's like, God, man. You know?
You're only going 20 miles an hour, Grandpa. The wind's barely blowing what hair you got left around. Oh, well. All I gotta say is I got my plus-size mannequin. I'm happy. Go to our Discord. You'll get to see pictures of the mannequin, and it's Godacious Booty.
and pictures of our scrumptious lunch over at Ricky's.
Yeah, we just had a really good lunch at Ricky's. I ate half of it, and I got half of it for later.
Me too.
Throw that in the oven. Ooh, look at this. Fresh yeah. No Kings graffiti on the bridge.
Yeah, it's been a theme for today. A lot of demonstrations and pretty good construction, too.
We only saw the one that was in, like, my suburb, and that one was bigger than most
in the
like,
city.
Like, when they had city, you know, everybody was demonstrating against the Iraq war, you didn't have that many people.
No. But, yeah, overall, I mean, not a great day, but at the same time...
Not a bad day.
We got some decent stuff. Beautiful weather-wise. That's for sure. And, you know, these are the days we dream of even when we're in the winter.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. You know, drive around, hit 30-plus garage sales, find cool deals, play some funny sound effects, and... eat some good meals at the end. So. Oh. I'm listening to some bitchin' tunes, man.
Yeah, it's really liking Led Zeppelin today. I don't have an awful lot of Led Zeppelin on here, but it's playing a lot of it.
Love! I just like doing it to the vacuum cleaner.
I just saw.
And actually, that's the fan.
Fan. I remember like 5-10 years ago, I'm like, wow, all these old rock stars are doing good. They ain't doing good anymore. I just saw Robert Plant in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. He showed up in a jazz club to sing with a jazz band. And it's like, ooh.
See, this is what I was talking about.
What the hell are they doing? They're just evening out that area? Construction everywhere. Porta-Johns all left and right over the place. Anyway, we will be back next week. Holy shit. We came out here real quick.
Yeah, we're here. Surprise.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to go home and check. I got a couple Stephen King books. I got a copy of The Stand.
I didn't buy any CDs or DVDs today. I got those two free DVDs. That was impressive.
Well, a lot of the DVD people were selling them for $2, $3, $4 today, which is like, read the room. you can't, unless you got real special DVDs.
Honestly, the best.
Nobody wants to pay more than $1 now.
I mean, everything paled compared to last week's. But that one guy that we went to in Irondequoit off of Winona. He had some of the best stuff of the day.
Yeah.
And we've seen his stuff like 3 times now.
Yeah.
Every year.
He always has some, you know, he's out looking for stuff because he always has new stuff in there. He's kind of a grump, and like a lot of times stuff's a little overpriced, but then some stuff is underpriced and it's good. I got this like monster playset there from the 60s that had these like rubber monsters, but they were all balled up, but you threw them in the middle and it heated up, and as they heated up they would unball into the monsters.
I had I got that Irondequoit board game there last year, plus a couple other cool Irondequoit Centennial book, which is my hometown.
I got the True Facts National Lampoon book.
Yeah.
With all the pictures that people send in of goofy signs.
I have a good feeling about those Mutant Ninja Turtle cards.
And the games you can't lose. I don't know about Teenage... Because sometimes, they still have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cards in their packages at Comics Etc. For the last... Since the movie came out, he's always had them on his...
Well, these are, like, for the TV show, not the movie.
Oh, for the cartoon. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The There's probably like 30 of them.
This is picking out another Led Zeppelin song. What's up,
MP3 player? Yeah.
All right. Just stick to the Bob Weir impression. All right. We will see you next week, weather permitting. We almost crapped out this week. It was looking shitty for today. And then, sunny all day.
There you go, shitty and crapped out.
Yeah. All right, shitty and crapped out. We'll leave it at that.
Smell you later.